Listening mini test 2. Questions 1 through 4. Listen to part of a discussion in an environmental science class.
It's now well established that our planet's protective ozone layer has been thinning in recent decades. This ozone layer lies between 15 and 30 kilometers above the Earth's surface and absorbs ultraviolet rays emitted by the sun. You all know about using skin creams and sunglasses for protection against ultraviolet rays. The thinning of the ozone layer, the loss of ozone, is caused because artificial chemicals called chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs, combine with the oxygen atoms of the ozone. So every oxygen atom that combines with CFCs, this chemical reaction between CFCs and oxygen is what is, how the amount of ozone is being depleted. This ozone depletion has serious consequences because the more ultraviolet light reaches the Earth's surface, the more damage it causes in DNA in humans and animals. The most well-known effect of this is the recent dramatic increase in skin cancers.
So who's responsible for creating these CFCs? I mean, we've known about this for a long time. Isn't something being done about it?
Well, to answer your first question, who's responsible? Well, in a sense, we all are. CFCs are a main component of dry cleaning and refrigerating chemicals. They're also produced in various manufacturing processes and in nitrogen fertilizers and aerosols used in products like hairsprays and polishes. Isn't something being done about it? Your second question. Well, yes. Fortunately, CFC's use in aerosols has been phased out in most countries. But these chemicals are dispersed in the lower atmosphere where they can linger for years before migrating to the stratosphere where the damage is done.
Dr. Alameda, this all sounds very pessimistic. Haven't there been international agreements to phase out CFCs?
Yes. In fact, since 1985, several international conventions have produced agreements.
So, would you say you're optimistic about the future of the ozone layer?
I would say that I'm guardedly optimistic for the long-term future. It's true that the various agreements are beginning to take effect. The problem is that it takes many years for the CFCs to disperse. And the fact is, not all countries are enthusiastic about phasing out their production for economic reasons. However, it's generally hoped that the ozone layer will recover completely by the year 2060, if we all abide by the international agreements.
1. In the discussion, the professor briefly explains the process that breaks down the ozone layer. Indicate whether each of the sentences is a step in the process of ozone depletion. Two. Why is the professor cautious in her prediction of the future? Three. According to the professor, how do CFCs get into the atmosphere? Four. According to the discussion, which of the following are contaminants?